the McDonald's Viking Grill Ball Podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. The Viking Grill Ball Podcast with head coach Matt Coles is your weekly look inside Vinton County Vikings basketball. Stand by for recaps and previews of all of this week's Viking action, plus scores, stats, guest interviews, and more. Now broadcasting across the wide web.
From a padded room in his basement.
Alongside the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Coles, here's your host, Carl Knox.
Well, when I hear that little jingle, I know summer's officially over.
That's right.
Welcome wherever in the world you are, whatever you're doing. We certainly appreciate you checking in to the Viking Realm Ball Podcast alongside with the better than ever coach of the Vinton County Vikings, Matt Coles. I'm Carl Knox. The podcast presented by McDonald's. McDonald's, MacArthur, Jackson, Wellston, at Oak Hill. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports, they go hand in hand. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Episode number 64. We're getting up there, coach.
Yeah.
We're getting up there. Well, we got a lot to talk about. I'm just going to say that right now. What a weird, wild, scary, and overall good offseason we've had. Last year, you go, 21-5? That is good.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah.
When you win 21 games and you only lose 5, that is good. 21-5, you win the TVC Ohio. You win the district title. You, and this actually happened after we got done recording after the season. I think congratulations are in order. You were named the D2 State Boys Basketball Coach of the Year. Is that correct? Was that AP or Coaches Association?
No, it was the Basketball Coach Association. Yeah, I mean, it was an honor. I really appreciate that, being selected for that. And it was nice. Went up to Columbus and at the North-South game and everything. But no, I mean, those awards, it's like we tell our players, you know, your individual awards usually come with team success. I mean, that's when you get them. And
yeah.
You don't see very many coaches of the year, you know, get those when they have teams that can't win. And you know, we had good players and, you know, we had some kids get individual honors as well last year. So it was a fun year. Obviously, unfortunately, you don't have years like that every time. And
right.
But it was very enjoyable.
And even though you're trying to be modest about it, I think as a coach, not to take a shot at anyone in the media or the press, but I would think as a coach, when you get elected on a state level by your peers, that
right.
has to be a little bit, not that you don't appreciate what the newspaper writers
yeah.
say, but I would think an award when you're awarded by your peers, that has to be a little extra special.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, whenever you're right, your colleagues, guys that really know what the grind is every day and what goes into it. So yeah, you're right about that. It's kind of like we give an award out every year at our banquet where the players vote for another player. And I always tell the guys, this is the best award to have because your teammates voted on it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think you're right.
Okay. Well, that being said, good season, district title, coach of the year, everything's going just great. And then, and I've had, if I had a dollar for every time someone's asked me in the off season something about where I'm about to go, I'd be wealthy.
Yeah.
But I don't know, somewhere around the first part of June, one evening, just out of the blue, I get a phone call from you. And we had planned on this great, great golf trip. It was going to be awesome.
Yes.
As long as we all stayed out of jail, it was going
to
be
the trip I look forward to every year. Yeah.
And the thing was, it was not just going to be me, you, and JJ, and whomever. It was Miller was going to go.
Right.
And anyone, I mean, anyone who knows the four of us would say right there, that was going to be a party.
Yeah, I
and I get a phone call from you and go.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was an interesting summer for me. Most people have probably heard about it now. It started the time you're talking about. I had a hernia.
Right. That's what it started out as.
Right. I had pulled a muscle in my stomach, thought I had a hernia.
Getting out of bed.
Yeah. And I thought, you know, stupid me at the time, this is how your perspective changes. But, you know, I thought this is going to mess up my golf trip, you know, and I'm going to. So little did I know it was a lot more serious than that. You know, they found swollen lymph nodes. I had a form of lymphoma. I went through a tough stretch while they were trying to figure it out. And then once we started treatment, things got a lot better, a lot quicker, or got better quicker, I should say. And, you know, after that, it's been okay. I mean, I went through the treatments and, you know, I was very blessed. The treatments weren't real hard on me like they are on a lot of people. And you know, right now everything looks good. You know, I've been back for my final like scan or whatever. Everything looks good. Got to go back every few months. But it does a lot. When you have a summer like that, it does a lot of things. I mean, it changes your perspective a little bit, like I said, and you learn to appreciate some things, and you learn not to sweat some small stuff. And I think it's probably changed me a little bit as a coach in that regard too. But I really appreciate the people in the community of Vinton County and all over, really, that reached out to me, and had a lot of people from other schools too. But obviously this community was a lot of texts, a lot of phone calls, a lot of letters.
Right.
And you know, I really could never begin to thank people individually. I would screw that up big time, because I mean, I'd leave somebody out. There's just bunches of people. I mean, obviously guys like yourself came up and visited me in the hospital, and Coach Lovely did that a lot for me, and some other friends of mine. But yeah, I mean, beyond that, a lot of people reached out. So I'm very much appreciative. I hope it's something that you know, I can put behind me and learn from, and just hopefully move on. But yeah, so things are good right now, though.
Yeah, but I think that after the treatment got started, I mean, I think it was Amy made the comment that when they came in and they finally diagnosed you, which was actually, ironically, we were on the phone, me and Coach Terry Hale were on the phone with Jeff Miller, who was in your hospital room as this was going on, right before the 4th of July parade,
right,
with your team. This is all, and they said, as soon as you get chemo, you're going to feel better. But about the 2.5-3 weeks leading up to that, when, you know, just trying to get to the bottom of it, you were in some pain. I mean,
it was miserable. It was probably the worst pain of my life. You know, the swelling was more in my abdomen area. It pinches nerves and things, does things like that. But the pain was a blessing, because it gave me a heads up something was wrong, you know, and got in there. But yeah, I mean, I hope, like I said, hopefully it's behind me. The doctors feel good about everything. And so, you know, I'm just happy. I'm very thankful to be back coaching again and doing what I love to do.
Yep. And, you know, glad to have you back. I know, other than being up there in the hospital and getting your chemo, which was an inpatient, you know, being up there 4 or 5s. And for the record, you're a terrible, terrible patient.
How's that?
3 occasions you literally walked out of the hospital room on one of your big walks and failed to put your battery back in. So you weren't the best.
I had a little habit of not plugging and recharging. I had to walk to find food. You know, they thought I was walking for exercise. They were all proud of me. I was actually walking to like Wendy's and Panera's and trying to get some good grub.
For those familiar with the OSU medical facility, it's a big, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
And the Wendy's, you were in the new James Cancer Hospital, which is incredible. But the Wendy's is, I would venture to say, about, what, two and a half, three city blocks away.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the first person, and you know, it's great.
Then you got to carry like the whole bag of food back too. I was eating like a maniac. So.
Yeah, I know. The one day you were like, as soon as you take out of here, I'm gonna go down to Wendy's and grab me a few 2 or 3 chicken sandwiches. So glad you're back.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be back.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got a lot to talk about. The year has already begun. We're a little late. Last week, as you mentioned, you had your I don't say your final PET scan, but you had kind of that last one before
right.
It goes into a regimen. At any rate, we held off, so we are about a week behind. But we already won game into the season with a big, big 68-49 win this past Friday night, December the 2nd, as you opened up at home against Piketon. Pretty impressed with the Piketon Red Streaks. Didn't know a lot about them, but
right.
They came out, and although you guys jumped out to a good first quarter lead, I think, what was it, 20-5 after the first quarter?
Yeah, we started fast, yeah.
But you guys kind of came back to reality in the second quarter. I'm guessing that second quarter you were not happy at all with.
Well, yeah, one thing led to another in that second quarter. It started off, we got in foul trouble.
Right.
And to be honest with you, you know, it was just over-aggressiveness on our part. We were just being, you know, I think when we got off that fast start, we thought we've got to really bury these guys now. So now we're going up trying to steal the basketball, or we're guarding them tight 40 feet from the basket. And
right.
We're, you know, and it basically just got in foul trouble. And what that does then is lead to some different combinations. And, You know, and so now you're struggling to score a little bit. And because defensively, we really held in, other than they shot a lot of free throws because we put them in the bonus. And, you know, so really at halftime, we just talked about, you know, we've got to really just be more solid on defense. Don't gamble. Don't try to, you know, make the hero play. Just be solid and guard them and quit fouling, you know. And we did that. And then, you know, we had pretty good third and fourth quarter. But yeah, you're right. That second quarter, and that's something to be learned from that. We didn't face a lot of adversity in the preseason. Things kind of went our way. You know, it seemed like every scrimmage we had, we shot the ball real well or whatever. Right. And we needed to be tested a little bit. So that was good. And you got to give Piketon a lot of credit. They've got some real winners on that team. A couple kids that were on the team that finished third in the state in golf, and a receiver that had 1,000 yards. And so there's some good athletes and good winners on that team. And they played really, really hard. And
now their new coach,
Evan Legg.
Didn't he play on the team that went to the state finals?
Yeah, he was a really, really good player. He ended up playing at Rio Grande.
Right. I was impressed with him. I mean,
yeah, he does a nice job. His dad, Scott, was a good player back in the day, and he also helped coach Lyseth. So Scott's had some coaching experience, and I think they'll do a good job, the two of them. It was a good win for us. I thought the crowd was phenomenal. I wanted to say that. Opening at home was, we haven't opened at home in a long time, and that was a lot of fun. We had a huge crowd the other night, and it was loud, the student section, the pep band. It was really a great environment, I thought.
Yeah, and then, like you said, it was a good night. It was all around. I was a little disappointed. At halftime, I was kind of wondering myself, I wonder what he's saying back there, and I figured it was something along the lines of, let's be a little smarter, let's show a little poise. And not to sound cliche, but with the P. Floyd's preseason rankings and all the talk on preps and, you know, just gossip, everyone's sitting there going, oh, Vinton County's for real, Vinton County's tough. And I'm preaching to the choir, but you know that you're going to get everybody's best effort every time you hit the floor, and that Piketon was no exception. And like you said, I don't want to attribute to I don't know if it's early in the season or what, but it's defensively, a lot of mistakes there. And then I saw a lot of players that would turn the ball over or miss a shot and then make a mistake. It's like one mistake.
Yeah, we made – it's funny you say that, because on my film today, I've got that marked several times where don't let one mistake lead to another. You know, we had situations where a kid would turn it over, come down and foul. Miss a shot, foul 90 feet from the basket trying to get it, you know. And it's like Coach Lovell used to always tell us, the first mistake won't kill you, the second one will. And we did a lot of that the other night, I thought. But a lot of that, like you say, is first game, you're pumped up, you're in front of a great crowd. And just tried to do too much, I think, at times. But, yeah, so we'll learn from it.
For the Vikings, Nalen Yates leads Vinton County with 21 points. Derek Bartow had 16. Jake Speakman with 7. Tristan Bartow with 9. Eli Griffith, 13 points and a start, which he was kind of filling in for Bryce Dameron, who was out all last week. And I was very, very impressed with Eli's play. He really showed a lot of character, and he's maturing a little bit. Keep in mind, he's only a sophomore, but
yeah,
he did a good job.
He did. And we didn't know we weren't going to have Bryce until, you know, right there. I mean, middle of the week, he hadn't been practicing. He's been sick. Hopefully he's getting better now. But Eli stepped in, did a nice job. Cameron Heyman did a solid job in his few minutes that he played. And I think Eli had 13 and 9 rebounds. And so, yeah, it was good. Our post guys are inexperienced, obviously, all of them. And we got to kind of bring them along here to go with our experienced backcourt. But I think they're coming along.
Okay, well, coming up next, we'll talk to the Lady Vikes head coach, Coach Rod Bentley, about the ladies and their season, as they're already 3 games into their campaign. We'll talk about the Vikings and the TVC Ohio ladies play as the Viking Rumble podcast rolls on. Back on the Viking Rumble podcast, presented by McDonald's. McDonald's of MacArthur, Jackson, Oak Hill, and Wellston. Whether it's before or after the game, McDonald's and high school sports go hand in hand. McDonald's. I'm loving it. Episode 64 of The Big Show. As we get in touch with our guest this week, you're number what?
3
for you, Coach? Coach,
yep.
Rod Bentley of the Vinton County Lady Vikes. Welcome. Glad to see you.
Glad to see you. Thanks for having me.
I know you were here a couple years ago. Third year, we must have not ran you off yet.
They haven't ran me off yet.
Yet. pivotal word there yet. So Lady Vikes, I know you came off a really good year last year. You're really starting to develop a program, not just on the varsity ranks, but I know you're spending a lot of time, working with the middle school, junior varsity, as well as our youth league. But talk a little bit about this year's Lady Vikes. I know they're young, but you got some talent in there. But you're already, two, three games into the season with a 2-1 record.
Yeah, we're 2-1. We got a chance to be Marietta on Thursday. We're young. We have a freshman that gets a lot of playing time with Josie Usley. We have all juniors. We have four juniors and four juniors, four sophomores, and a freshman. Mm-hmm. So, we're very young and got some good kids there. It's, just trying to rebuild. We lost a lot last year with Puckett and Jalen Hale and four other seniors there. So we had a big senior team.
As far as the TVC goes, talk a little bit about the teams in the Tri-Valley this year. I know Alexander's got a phenomenal player over there. Has she been signed in D1 yet? I know she's getting – where's she going?
Yeah, she signed with Murray State. She's a Division I player. They're going to be at Murray State. Alexander's a really good team. Her sister's also a Division I prospect, being recruited by a lot of schools out of the MAC. Probably going to sign up at Murray State too. And then they have a volleyball girl, about a 6-footer. I think she's going to play Division I volleyball. So they got three Division I athletes over there, pretty competitive group.
Okay. What as far as other teams in the mix? I know Alex is a preseason favorite. Just kind of go through all the teams in the TVC as far as what you look for in each one of those teams.
Well, Alexander, like we talked about, is really tough there. But Nelsonville, they were in the districts and the regionals last year. They bring back probably the top point guard in Southern Ohio with Jesse Addis and a really good skilled group there. After that, you got Megs, who's got a pretty good sophomore class. There's a lot of them there. Athens is, they got a little freshman that supposedly a Division I prospect, but I hear that a lot over there. They're all Division I prospects, it seems like. But she's, she scored 30 her first night out, and it goes from there.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, Coach, one of the things that I always love about watching you guys practice is your individual skill development. That's obviously something, it's a strength of yours because you did it before you even started coaching at Vinton County. I think in between your coaching stints at Jonathan Alder and here, you did a lot of individual skill work. That's something, it seems like it's something you have a lot of fun with, one you enjoy. Obviously it's important. Anybody that's ever gotten a chance to sit in one of Rod's practices, man, it's a phenomenal practice. They get after it and it's a lot of skill work. It's something I think that's lost in today's game, truthfully. If you think about it, little kids growing up, what do? They play games all the time. You know what I mean? And you hear about in Europe and other countries, you get a lot of skill development. So how did that kind of become a passion of yours?
Well, I just enjoy it. I've always loved doing, I enjoy doing the practices more than I do the games.
I mean,
fundamentals is what's fun with it. And I think you especially got to search that area with girls because, like you said, I think guys will play pickup games. Girls just don't do it. So I think you almost have to fundamentally teach them every day little things like getting to the rim and stuff like that. So, fundamental stuff is what I enjoy. I own a ball barn there in Logan, and we've done that for about 7 years, and I still do it. I do it on the weekends sometime, and I enjoy teaching fundamentals part of basketball. I love the game, and I just enjoy that part of it.
One question on the point of boys and girls, I think I've asked NJ Coach Kite, who's coached on the varsity girls level and then of course has been an assistant for Matt for a long time, as well as Coach Jeff Miller over at Unioto. And you have coached, obviously you were the boys coach at Plain City.
Yep.
Is there a difference in your opinion? Do you coach boys the same way you coach girls? Or are they different?
Oh, I coach them the same way.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've heard both coaches give you different answers. Both say it's all the same. There's no easier way for a girl than there is for a boy. And I've heard different things, but you're the same with conditioning, teaching practice drills, fundamentals, coaching a game that you would be if it was 12 boys out there.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think it always goes back to, I think girls are, you got to explain a little more with girls, I feel. I feel like that guys can take it and run and just go with it and out jump you, out run you. But girls, I feel like sometimes you got to explain, be a little slower at the beginning, but once you get on the floor, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
One thing I noticed about your schedule, looking at the, you lost your season opener at Eastern, then you go on the road again at Westfall, pick up your first one of the year. Then you got to take a trip to Marietta. I don't know. Is that in the same time zone, Coach Combs? And then you go to Nelsonville. And then the next game's a home date, but it's against the preseason TVC Ohio Alexander Spark. Who is the athletic director that made this schedule?
You know, I always joke with him about it. I think Coach Combs likes me here.
I don't.
I really love his program. My family, they'd rather watch, you know, his games than they would mine. I understand that completely, but it seems like he's got it out for me on that schedule early.
Well, you know what's scary is that, and this happens in girls, I found out as an AD, schools won't play you. You know, like he made the mistake of being good last year. So now people are like, oh, we don't want to play them, you know. One of my questions was going to actually be, you know, the junior high and the youth programs and how he felt they were coming along. We all know he's got a really good class of kids coming up through the junior high program right now. It's going to be hard to find games, you know, we had some schools drop us off the schedule because they just didn't think they could compete with us when we had Puckett and Hell and his girls. I told him the other day, I was like, hopefully we can still get people to play us. But he does have a tough schedule, tough non-league schedule. You know, you start looking at teams like Maysville, they're state ranked every year. And you start looking at, obviously, even Eastern the other day. And
Uniota's
on the schedule. And, you know, the list goes on. Jackson, I mean, he has a tough non-league schedule. But now he does well with them. Now on your junior high, I mean, you know, we obviously, most fans know you have that really good seventh grade group there. Pretty good eighth grade group, seems like, too. Have they only played the one game down there?
Yeah, they played Southeastern.
They've only played that one, right? So they haven't played again since then. I know they both won that game. And then the youth program, we all know, you know, with the boys' youth program, it's been around a long time. And it's really, really been good. How about the girls' youth programs? Looking pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah. We're doing them. You know, I've got some, being here the last couple of years, I had a chance to meet some guys and build some relationships. And we've got some really good coaches down there at the fourth and fifth grade level. And, you know, Coach Brett Jones, he's my JV coach. You know, he double dips. He goes down and coaches a sixth grade group. So we're doing everything we can at that youth level to kind of keep it out and getting it rolling. And we had a pretty good success on week one in the Hocking Valley League.
Well, I think, just as Coach Combs said, is that, you know, now that you've been here for a few years and you can start developing those relationships and it's not just focused on the varsity team exclusively, and I know 2 years ago when we had you in your first year, it's about building a program, and that takes time. I don't care how good of a coach you are. That takes more than just the technical coaching skills. That takes relationship building and things like that. It sounds like you're doing making inroads, and it's just going to take some time. But we're glad, even though the AD is just hosing you on his scheduling. I as a fan and a citizen of Vinton County, I think I speak for a lot of people and thinking we're glad you're here and hope he doesn't run you off.
Oh, I love Coach Combs. He does a great job. Well, you know, that schedule, with it being tough, it does prepare us. You know, honestly, after I get through this schedule, tournament time, that's kind of where we want to make our next step is, you know, we would love to be able to get out of the sectionals, get into the districts. I enjoyed last year watching the boys at the convo, and we're, you know, that's kind of one of our goals is to get better. So, you know, when we play this schedule, it kind of prepares us for that. You know, it's going to be, I'm not sure if our overall season, our record will indicate who we are, but I think in tournament time, I think we'll be ready.
Well, with the schedule you said, and you know, just the building of the program, it's not a matter of if. I think it's a matter of when, especially in light of what we have coming. So long as everything, and as you well know, things can happen, injuries, things like that. But I think it's obviously going in the right direction. We wish you the best, and probably going to have you in sometime again this year. I know one of our focuses, Coach Combs, myself, and our entire production staff of hundreds has really indicated this year we're going to spend a lot of time with kids this year and coaches, and we really, I speak for the production staff of hundreds, get tired of talking to Coach Combs. So we would like to have you back at some juncture, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd love it for also our players to get a chance. I think it's kind of helps them talk a little bit, and I enjoy that part. I think it's part of growing up. And
We've always had the senior boys out, and I think Carl and I, we've talked
about
big meeting, you know, we had catered in everything.
Well, there was attorneys, accountants,
yeah, sure. And but talked about having some kids on, you know, throughout the season, not just seniors, but maybe some kids throughout the season, maybe even do some remote you know, recording of some comments of them or whatever. So, yeah, so hopefully we'll have you back again, man. We appreciate you coming out.
Sounds I know good. You got to get to practice. You got scouting tonight. So it's that time of the year.
Again, thanks for having me. Appreciate everything you guys do.
No problem. Coming up next, we'll be talking about the Vinton County Varsity Boys upcoming games, as well as kind of a quick rundown of what Coach Combs anticipates in the TVC Ohio as the Viking Roundball Podcast rolls on. Back of the Viking Roundball Podcast, presented by McDonald's and McDonald's and MacArthur, Jackson, Wellston, and Oak Hill. Before or after any basketball game, let alone a Viking game, McDonald's, it's great. I'm loving it. Coach Combs is loving it.
I love it too much sometimes.
Yeah. You're one of the few cancer survivors, chemo treatment people that gained weight.
I gained a bunch of weight, yeah. No doubt about
that's,
it.
That's okay. Well, yeah. It's not a problem. Oh, segment, or I'm sorry, episode 64 for the Viking Roundball Podcast. We've talked to Rod Bentley. What a great job he's doing.
Yeah, you know, I hope people understand how good he is at what he does. I mean, those girls, they need to peek their head into practice. And I mean, they're getting after it. They're getting better. The skill development's phenomenal. And we're really fortunate. I think we've really found a good one here. You know, he lives in our county now. He moved into the county, and his kids are going to school here now. And he just, I tell you, man,
the new house they built.
Yeah, So his kids go here. They built a house in Vinton County, and he just does a really, really good job. This league is brutal right now. It's very, very good. Rod's still doing a great job. They tied for the league last year. They're going to have a solid year this year. And they've got some kids coming in the junior high that Vinton County girls basketball is getting ready to go into a big time era here over the next few years. You mark my words, and people are going to be like, wow, you know, because it's coming.
And this is meant as a compliment to the class, not as a criticism to any other classes. But I keep hearing about the 7th grade class.
Yeah, no, they're a really good group.
Tegan Bartow, Tristan's little sister, Cameron Zinn, the Williams girl from Lacey. There's a bunch
of them. Yeah, I don't know them all. I'm sure you know people, because I don't know them all. But then Rod's daughter, one of his daughters, is an 8th grader.
Is phenomenal.
She's really good, but he has an 8th grader too. And so now you've got that 7th and 8th grade, that whole group of junior high there. And you've got some young girls on this team. And it's going to be girls basketball is going to be good for a long, long time here. So, you know, congrats to him. He's doing a great job with the program, and we're glad we had him on today.
Okay. Well, coming up this Friday, that would be December the what, 9th?
Yep, the 9th.
December the 9th. Got two home games, a rarity for Vinton County boys basketball, two home games in a row.
Yeah, to open the season.
Are they triple headers? Is this triple?
Oh, well, supposed to be, yes. Now, their AD told me, and I'm waiting to hear, she's thanks. They have a freshman team, but eligibility comes out this week. She's got to check that. I know the feeling. I know how that is. So right as of right now, yes, we're at a triple header. People want to check Facebook. Bruce does a great job on Facebook throwing things on there for us. So if it changes, we'll get it out there.
Okay. Well, the Buckeyes come calling. I think Coach Klein back for, gosh, he's been there forever.
Yeah, been there a long time. Because he was there, and then he wasn't, and he was back again. So I don't know how many total years, but he's been there a long time.
I know Jay, Coach Klein, was in the house this past Friday night scouting you with Piketon, along with a gazillion other coaches.
Yes.
Saw Ricketts from, Coach Ricketts from
There was a bunch of them there the other night.
Yeah, but anyhow, I know you're not scouting because you got some illness in the family. The wife is sick, so you got to get home, and
got a sick kid.
Tornadoes.
But we've got people going out to we've got people going out tonight to take a look at them. You know, Nelsonville returns a lot of kids. I don't think they had even one senior last year, if I remember correctly.
Right.
And they return everybody, and obviously they got a lot of athletes. We saw, you know, you see what they do in football, and they made the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. And the Edwards kid. You know, is a really, really tall, lanky, good athlete. And they got an Aaron Davis kid in the post. It's really good. And they got all those kids they had last year that, you know, can play their role, shoot the ball. So it's, you know, I look for Nelsonville to be better than what people. I think sometimes people make the mistake of saying, if a team's good every year, well, they'll just be good again. And if a team has struggled, well, they'll struggle.
Right.
I'm telling you, this Nelsonville team, I think, is better than what Jay's had. And I think they'll be a solid opponent.
Okay, and so freshman tip, 5:00, JV and varsity to follow this Friday night, the 9th. I'm sure, just as you pointed out in the first segment, you were very elated with the crowd this past Friday night.
Oh, great.
You know, normally it takes, I don't know if it's because you're coming off the district title or what, but normally a lot of the fan fever, as I call it, you know, you're going to have the ones that are always there are always going to be there.
Right.
But in terms of when you see the packed gym, I mean, that gym was full this past Friday night.
It was excellent.
So it seems as though, you know, I know that you really relish that, as do the kids. I forget which one of them was saying back in the hall before they came out for the varsity game, when the kids were out there just watching the JV game in, someone said, like, I don't know if it was Nalen or Nevin, one of them is like, wow, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
So hopefully you'll have a good crowd with that. But that being said about Nelsonville, while we're talking about it, let's just run through the TVC real quick.
Yeah.
Just right out of the gun, Athens, go.
Yeah, well, they've got Griffin Lutz. It starts with him. I mean, he's you know, a kid that can absolutely carry you. And they have pieces around him. You know, they graduated a couple guys from last year, but they also got some younger guys, some experience. So they're going to be a more experienced team, I feel like. And, you know, of course, you have Lutz who can put a team on his back. So they're scary from that standpoint. I think they're going to be one of the teams probably contending for the league.
Got a lot of size, too. I saw
Yeah, I mean, they have good, big, strong kids. They'll be contending for the league, I think. Certainly be one of the teams that are up toward the top.
First-year coach Mickey Kozark takes over for Coach Jeff Skinner. Does he have a kid on the team?
Yeah, I believe so. It's his son. Can't remember his first name now. Number 20, Kozark, shooter, left-handed shooter.
Yeah, he's left-handed. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, you know, first year coach, but he's been with the program, so it's not like a total, you know, new guy coming in. The kids have to get used to, so the transition will probably be a little bit easier.
Okay, Alexander Spartans, Jimmy Kearns back in the coaching seat for the Spartans. I know they lost some last year, but I think Jimmy's. This will be his, third or fourth year over there?
I'm thinking maybe fourth year. I can't remember. Yeah, Jimmy does a great job. I mean, so really, regardless of who he has, they're going to play defense. They're going to do things the right way. Right. You know, he graduated a ton, obviously, in terms of experience and guys that have played a lot of minutes. You know, he returns Harris kid, big football player, and also then his point guard, I believe, Morris, and they've got another kid by the name of Kish. So that's their backcourt. And then the Genesis, Williams, I believe is his name, tall kid.
He transferred from Athens,
came to Alex. But you know, they're going to be younger. They've got a really good freshman class. I don't know if any of those kids are playing up. I haven't seen them yet or if they're playing JV. But Jimmy knows, you know, he's got this class of ninth graders that's coming through, and I think he's excited. And they'll do things right. Like I said, they're always very difficult to play against. And Alexander always stick their nose in.
Meg's Marauders, Edmund Fry, in what is his third or fourth year down at Meg's.
Yeah.
And he's kind of gotten going in the right direction.
They graduated their two leading scorers in Sheets and Lily, but they, you know, they've got some kids back. They've got a core group back. I think the Bartram kid will be a sophomore, if I'm remembering correctly. Yeah. I'm sure he'll be one of their guards. I'm doing this from the fly or no papers, but they have a couple nice outside shooters, and they still have a little bit of length and size. They've got three or four kids that it seems like they're always kind of long, lanky, you know, take up some space, and he plays a lot of that 1-3-1 zone, or he has, and it helps him with that. So they'll definitely be a team that's in the upper half of, I think, of our league.
Okay, the Wellston Running Rockets, Golden Rockets.
They graduated a ton, as we know, a lot of seniors. They had a bunch of seniors last year, and obviously they got a new coach.
They do?
Yeah.
Who's coaching?
Oh, shoot. You asked me too quick. The JV coach from last year.
Yeah, I know.
Depending on what they say, chemo brain, man. I think that stuff's true. I can't remember anything anymore.
No, don't worry. Don't blame it on chemo.
I'm just stupid.
I didn't say stupid.
But they've you know, they've got a new cast of characters, obviously, because they graduated so many of those guys from last year. But you know, I saw them at the preview. They still have some good athletes. So, you know, I'm sure all these teams in our league that are young, and we've got a few this year, they're going to get better as the season goes. So,
right.
You know, I don't think we play We play Wellston early here, what, next week, but then we don't play them again to the very last game of the season. So you, I guarantee you there'll be two different teams probably.
Yeah, you got at Athens next Tuesday, the 13th of December, and then next Friday you're at Wellston.
Right, and then we don't play them again to the very last game. So.
Yeah, so and as far as just quickly, obviously you can get online and look at our schedule, Vinton County schedule, but as far as you got non-league goes this year, you got Jackson twice, once at their place, once at ours. Logan, once at their place, once at ours. Let's see, what else? Southeastern, Zane Trace, both out of the SVC. We got Maysville. For people, that's like in another time zone. I think, are you having Maysville? Are they flying in or are they taking a bus?
And the funny thing about it is, it's on Martin Luther King Day. And we had planned on doing like a full day thing.
Right.
But we're in school on that day. So... you know, it is what it is. So now that's only going to be that Maysville game, and we'll talk more about it.
Right.
But that's going to be a girls and boys varsity only. So it's not going to be any of the JV teams. But
and then we got Miami Trace.
Yep. Yeah.
All I need to see from Miami, how many Pettifords do they have on the roster? Do they have to shuck out Pettiford babies every year?
They didn't really graduate anybody from
they're
last
be
year.
Tough.
They're really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. We play a tough season. Chillicothe, Miami Trace, Division II. I could go on and on. We'll talk as we get closer to the tournament, but Division II is really stacked. I mean, yeah. There is just, in our sectional alone, out of nine teams, there's probably at least seven you don't want to play in the tournament, and the other side about the same thing. So.
Well, it's kind of one of those things that you know, there's it's going to be an interesting season. This year's team, I think in the backcourt, you know, we got four starting guards that are just flat tough.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing how the bigs develop, how that goes. You know, it's going to be kind of a different style. You know, you got Big Bryce in there. But it should be a good time. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I am too. I'm going to enjoy the process. Hopefully get better every day. So,
well, you know. I got to get you out of here because you're going to be late for practice.
Because we got to get better right now.
You got to get better right now because you got to go practice. For Coach Matt Combs, I'm Carl Knox, and thanks so much for joining us for the Viking Rumble podcast. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You've been listening to the McDonald's Viking Rumble podcast, presented by McDonald's of Jackson, Wellston, Oak Hill, and now proudly in MacArthur. McDonald's and Viking basketball. I'm loving it. Join us next week for an inside look at Vikings hoops with the head coach of the Vikings, Matt Combs, and your host, Carl Knox, right here on the McDonald's Viking Rumble.